The Gemara in Maseches Brachos tells us that after we finish davening, we should say Yihu l'ratzayin imrei fi v'hegion libi l'fanecha Hashem tzuri v'goali, which is the pasuk from Tehillim. And it's appropriate because it says that everything we just offered up in words should be something that a Kodesh Baruch Hu takes with desire, with great satisfaction, with ratzon. And hegion libi means the myriads of feelings and sensitivities, thoughts, sentiments that are not necessarily put into the words typically. In other words, I in my davening meant my personal experience, which has been my personal sense of things, personal need, which is, which has been X. Typically, the words of, say, for example, Re'eva anyeinu v'riva riveinu u'goleinu meheda l'man shemecha. See the difficulties, see the oppressive circumstances, fight our good fight, help us, redeem us. That's a very general description of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help us, help me, in my difficult time, difficult situation. I might be davening with a particular situation in mind. There may be something that's pressing on my heart. It's not necessarily in the words, though. Not verbatim, that's for sure. So what we say is, Hegyon Libi. So all those intimations of my heart that relate to the words I said, they should be with desire that you take them, bring them up to you, gather them in, if you will, and associate with them very personally. You know, what we are saying when we daven is not like asking somebody something, where, you know, you either emotionally reach them or intellectually reach them. When you daven, you actually are joining with, and you are causing your will and Hashem's will, hopefully, to merge and meld into one. It's not about asking and then he'll give. It's much more sophisticated than that. It's a metaphysically intimate moment of being joined to Hashem, and Hashem joined with us, the result of which hopefully will be that we'll do Hashem's will, He will do what He will do best for us. I don't want to say He'll do our will. We're mevatel our will to His, but there are needs that we say, you alone, Hashem Yisparach, are the one who can help me. But even if we haven't said exactly what it is we need and how we need to be helped, that which was in my heart, which you know, Hashem, which is Hegyon Libi, should be lefanecha, should be before you, very close, taken by you personally. Hashem, Tzuri, which is a rock on which you can rely upon, v'goali. It's interesting that the concept of the rock is one of those symbols for one of the insurance companies. Has this huge rock, maybe it's the Rock of Gibraltar, I'm not sure what they're referring to.
And
but
it's empty inside, you know.
They're referring to this mighty rock which has been there and will be there, you know, and you can rely upon it forever and ever. So that kind of unflinching and completely reliable strength, when you need it, there's nothing that compares to or is in any way similar to that reliability, that strength, that redeeming power, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all included in the simple word Tzuri. And it's such a beautiful thing, the way David HaMelech says it. It's not just Tzur, but Tzuri. For me, what I rely upon, what I believe in, what I trust in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzuri V'Goali. Now, the question is, when the Gemara says this, and the Gemara says that this is to be said after the Tefillah, well, the Gemara also says that there were a number of fantastic addenda to Tefillah, the beginning of what we call tachanunim, personal kinds of requests, and those composed by amoraim, as opposed to the brachos, which were originally with Anshe Knesset HaGdola, much earlier, those also become part of our tefillah. So if those extra tachanunim, if those requests, if those become part of our davening, so then when do we say Yul Ratzin Imrefi? Do we say it after the brachos, Hamavarech Hasamo Yisrael Bashalom, after all the brachos of the Shemona Esrei, before the addenda? Or do we say it after the addenda? So what do we do, in fact? We do it both times. We say it after Hamavarech Hasamo Yisrael Bashalom, we say Yul Ratzin Imrefi V'Hegyayin Libi L'Fenecha, and we say it again after Elokein Yitzar. The idea of saying Elokein Yitzar, however, is not just that, well, it's an addition, if you do say it, you do, if you don't, you don't. We are to say it, and since we say it consistently, the halacha says that we are still davening. And all the halachos that apply to one who is standing in the Amidah apply to us while we are yet saying Elokein Yitzar. Even though we have said the first Yul Ratzin Imrefi. So for example, if one is still in the middle of Elokein Yitzar, and the Shliach Tzibur is up to Kedusha, we don't answer, because we are still in the middle of our Shemona Esrei. As an example, if we have forgotten to say Alehu Yavo, but we have not yet said Elokein Yitzar, you can still go back to the Tzei Hashem Elokim Amcha Yisrael. You don't have to repeat the whole Amidah. If you have said Elokein Yitzar, but you haven't taken three steps back, you're still considered to be before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your Amidah. You can still go back to Ritzei rather than having to repeat the entire Amidah. So that which we have in this addenda of Elokein Yitzar is truly a part of our davening, a part of our Amidah. So it's an addenda to the Shemona Esrei, but it is part of our Amidah. Let's get into the ideas in the words of Elokein Yitzar L'Shanim Ra. So obviously the idea of saying something about how we use our mouths and how we speak is obviously, with everything we've just done, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most important thing is to have a nekiyus hapeh, to have a clean and pure mouth. Imagine if somebody has the clean expression of a tzedekis or a tzaddik, who would never say a harsh word, a bad word, a rough word, let alone an improper word, or use of language that's unbecoming. And such a person, with such a pen, Naki V'Tahar, comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to daven. It's like a Kohen Gadol is offering up an Avodah. Well, when we are finished with our Shemona Esrei, we have the bookend of what we began with. How did we begin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me say it correctly. Hashem, Sfasai Tiftoch, Ufi Yagit Tehilasecha. So when we conclude, we similarly say, Elokein Yitzar L'Shein Nimirah. I'm going to keep on talking. I'm not only talking with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're the most important person with whom I'm conversant. Three times a day I speak with you. Speak with you more than I do with most people, with most entities. But I'm still dedicating my speech and my power of speech properly. I step away from you in a moment, and I'm no longer going to be speaking with you. But the power of speech, I know, needs to be carefully used in your presence and always. So that's one reason why the Amidah ends with this, Elokein Yitzar L'Shayni Mirah, make sure I speak no evil and nothing that is harmful and derogatory. No Lashon Hara, Usrasai Midaber Mirma. Mirma is to be deceitful, to be Echod B'Peh, Echod B'Lev, to be insincere, also known as two-faced, also known as hypocrite. hypocrite. That's the big H word, hypocrite. Especially when we use it incorrectly and accusatorily. I'm sorry?
How was the davening before Ezra? How was it?
Everybody, kefitzachus l'shona, everybody, the Rambam explains people would know how to express themselves better, especially in Lashon HaKodesh. They were on a spiritual plane. They had and lived amongst them were Nevi'im, were prophets. And we didn't really need, as much as we need now, a formula, a script, if you will. So here we're saying that we're going to continue to speak, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I have dedicated my power of the Lashon, my Koyach HaDibur, as I've dedicated my Koyach HaDibur correctly these past few moments while I've davened to you, help me and guide me and protect me from not using my Koyach HaDibur for anything but Kedusha. My words spoken to my friends, to business associates, to customers, to parents, to children, to my entire social circle, everybody with whom I speak, it should be with pleasantness, it should be with respect, it should be with the same kind of innate beauty to the language and expression as it has been as I've spoken to you. That's a tall order, but why not? I've succeeded now in these past few minutes of speaking so beautifully with you, Hashem. I should speak so beautifully after we finished our davening as well. And secondly, the fact is that if we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something extra and more than the Shemona Esrei, and we want a little bit of help in being good people, obviously it's because Lashon Hara is such a terrible crime and is so deleterious, not just to the world and the social fabric, but to our own personal selves, bless you. It's so destructive that if we have anything to ask for, in addition to the Shemona Esrei, it's that we should be spared from the trials of Lashon Hara and the aftermath of such sin. So, it relates to the fact that we've been just using our mouths, and I refer to it as the bookend to what began with Hashem Svasai Tiftoch Ofi Yagit Tehillasecha. But more basically, or a little bit more down to the pshat level, the Amoraim added this, and it was specifically, as the Gemara says, it was Mar Brei de Ravina, who said, Elokai Netzar L'Shon Mero Sfasai Midaber Nemirma. It was his addition. And that reported and recorded in the Gemara was adopted by later Gainim to be included in the Siddur. So more basically, it's about the fact that Lashon Hara is such an evil that if there's anything that we want to add to our davening, it is a request that we be spared Lashon Hara.
If you don't understand the language, is it proper to daven in the language you know? I mean, I'm talking about translation.
So that's a very good question. The question is, if we don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, is it proper to daven in another language? And the truth is that the thing to do in that case is to daven in Lashon HaKodesh with a siddur that has a linear translation, so you can glance at the translation and understand what the words mean as you say the Lashon HaKodesh. That's what's best. But also, one can add one's own tefillah during this portion of the Amidah, during the Tachanunim, right here, at Elokai Netzar L'Shoyin Me'ra, is the right time to add one's own personal requests in whatever language we are able to. Shema Koleinu. There are those who say that it can be done by Shema Koleinu, and there are those who say, well, yes, it's true, but since that's really part of the Nusach HaTfilah codified by Anshei Knesset HaGdola, and you have an opportunity to include your own words later, Perhaps it's better to do it that way.
Well, where would you include them here?
After all of the Elokein Netzar, before the second Yul Ratzon Imrei Fi V'Hegyon Libi Lefanecha. So the Pasuk reads, Netzar L'Shoincha Meira Usfasecha Midaber Mirma, also from Tehillim. So Mar Berei de Ravina said, adopting that idea, I should please HaKadosh Baruch Hu have fine expression and only good come from my lips and nothing that's deceitful. But the challenge is that there are so many people, circumstances that we are in with other people that are really negative, almost contentious. And then therefore I have people who would say, maybe even do, things harmful to me. So therefore those who are against me, who would go even so far, and it's an extreme, but the point is, even l'makalalai, even to those who not only challenge me, who not only speak, not always so positively to me or about me, even the ones who go so far as to curse me, l'makalalai. The reason we go that far is because what we mean is, let alone the people who are, you know, sometimes they're not so kind as they speak to us. The Makalalai meaning even the ones at the farthest end of the spectrum, those who are most hideous in the way they talk to me or about me, they would even curse me. God forbid. Nafshi sidoim. Not only should I be quiet, my nefesh should be quiet. Not only should I not respond if and when I hear it, I should have no internal response. Meaning, my nefesh, my entire life being, should be completely unaffected by what other people say. Because, does it really matter? Oh, it's not nice. And I understand if we're sensitive, so it feels hurtful. But does it really matter? So let's say someone says something derogatory. Does it really, really matter? So you might think it matters who's going to listen, who's going to say, they'll agree, it'll become a negative sound, a cold, right? A bad, you know, rumor will be spread. But if ultimately there's a master of the universe who's going to set things straight, or who wishes that I do suffer, if he wishes that I do suffer this indignity, deserved or not, but if it's his will, so I accept it. And then, nafshi, so my soul, my whole being is just inert when it comes to what is thrown or flung at me verbally as well. V'nafshi ka'afar lakol tihya. And then he says, if I do have people with whom I've got some issues and contention, or they have contentions and they have issues with me, so let that go away by them simply recognizing that I am insignificant. Because if I'm so insignificant, they'll have nothing to say, they won't even bother. In other words, this humbly asks that if necessary, I ask you to help me submit to all kinds of indignity to the point where it is as if we are afar, as if we are the dirt on the ground and we are trampled upon. Very pietistic. Very pietistic. But ultimately, it's submitting not to what other people are doing. It's submitting to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. If the Gemara says a person doesn't stick his finger or her finger without HaKadosh Baruch Hu having decided that that person should stick his or her finger, so the same thing applies. If somebody is unfortunately the victim of an indignity perpetrated by another person, well, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Why? I don't know. I don't have to know. If I'm on the level where I can and should feel out my experience, my actions, my deeds, and maybe I'll find a midah keneged midah, okay, that is a huge tzidkus. But maybe I'm not able to figure it out. Maybe I'm not even on the level where I think that way yet. I'm not always looking to see how what Hashem causes to me must have, does have an explanation. Let me find it, because then the message contained within what He has done will become a message that I will then use to turn in the right direction. Even if I'm not there yet. But let me just be inert. I'm not going to react to it. I'm just so passive, even more than passive, I have no sensitivities. Like Ofar. And by the way, there's something to be said, if not literally and in pshat, but homiletically, Ofar, if it's got the right ingredients, and if it's just the right kind of soil, a lot of wonderful things can grow eventually. So I should be ka'ofar lakol, for all intents and purposes, and to all other people. Psach libi b'ser asecha. Open my heart with Torah. B'ser asecha means that in your Torah, I should find, when I explore it, all the truths, all the verities, and all the satisfaction which I'm not having in other ways, with all of the challenges that I just met, and all the challenges I'm just meeting, challenges that lie ahead of me, and I'm talking to you about these challenges, these terribly difficult interpersonal challenges, and there are endless interpersonal challenges. The children that I'm having and how are having trouble with me or with each other, and the parents and the relatives and the spouse and the business people and the challenges with people all around me. And I'm saying that I should even be silent when people are going so far as to be mekalel me. V'nafshi ka'ofer la'kol tiyeh. I should be able to have that kind of submissive and quiet response, a serenity. But my satisfaction will come because what I will seek and what I will be active in pursuing will be Torah. Uf mitzvaysecha tirdoif nafshi. So I'm passive and quiet in areas where I'm personally involved and certainly where I'm personally victimized and vulnerable. I'm passive. So where will I be active? That's where I will be a rodef. That's where I will be pursuing excellence actively with as much energy as I can muster. See the two sides of the coin. That when I'm being hurt and I've got problems with other people and challenges in life, I am passive. Nafshi ka'ofer l'kol tiyeh. But when it comes to your mitzvos, that's where I'm interested. That's where I put all my energy. That's where I invest my time and effort. Again, nafshi. So it's all about what's moving me or not. Wow, getting real. Getting real. We have a right to say, all these challenges and the people who would hurt me, I'm not saying that you should let what they want happen. And those who have thoughts, plans, plots that would be deleterious, that are negative, that would be hurtful and harmful, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please undo their designs, and whatever it is that they want, cause it to fail, disrupt their plans. I don't have to. I don't have to struggle. I don't have to answer. I don't have to respond. I can assume the position, the posture of nafshi ka'ofer l'kol tiyeh. And the victimization will end because you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please take care of it. Now, if everybody would follow this kind of advice and this kind of prayer and realize what the possibilities are, we would have a much more pleasant, settled, calm existence. because so much strife and struggle interpersonally, for sure, would really abate from our lives, not necessarily because the other person isn't coming at me or coming at us, but I'm not struggling with it. And I say, as the Pasuk in Mishlei, Hashleich el Hashem Yehovcha, I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to be a proper Yid. I'm going to be Min ha'aluvim ve'enam olvim, as Chazal say. I would not embarrass or fight or do anything unbecoming. And when they are, you'll handle it fine. I trust you. Asay l'man shemecha, asay l'man yimenecha. Do this and answer all the tefillahs that I've davened before this for your name's sake, meaning it should be l'chvodcha. And again, this is a bookend, because the very beginning of the Amidah, in the very first bracha, we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Emevi Goyel Livnei V'Nehem L'ma'an Shemoy. Ultimately, everything we want, everything you want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should become one and the same and be accomplished for your name's sake and for your honor's sake. So therefore, we end the Amidah by saying similarly, please do as we've asked, asay, and do as you know is best, L'ma'an Yiminecha, L'ma'an Shmecha, for your names and glory's sake. L'ma'an Yiminecha, because your Yimin, which means your active hand, which is the Yimin, that is the kind hand, is how you wanted the world to be created. Ki amarti olam chesed yibonah. Your Yimin is the hand of mercy. Asay L'ma'an Yiminecha. Say for the sake, do for the sake, act for the sake of your right hand of kindness, asay l'man kedusha secha, and for the sake of your holiness, because only you are the ultimate kadosh and echad. And that was the plan with which you created the world, asay l'man teira secha. Teira is that which we know all of that which happens is related into the teira. It is predicted by the teira. Every human being's life is encoded in some way in Torah. So it's your will and your glory that can be played out. Asay l'man teresecha. Play out that Torah, which is a glory for you. And finally, l'man yecholtzun yididecha, which means for the sake of your yedidim. A yedid is something more than a friend. A yedid is someone with whom you have such intimacy that there's such a trust, they're inseparable. Ilman yecholtzin, they should be given a sense of peace and a sense of security. I just want to conclude by explaining this idea of yedidus. Do you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, he says, Levin Yamin Amar, Yedid Hashem, Yishkein Levetach Halav. Notice how it says that Yishkein Hashem, Beis HaMikdash will be by Binyamin, in the Chelik of Binyamin. Yishkein Levetach Halav, he will live there. Betach means in a sense, and with a sense of security. Do you know why? Why Binyamin? Why was the Beis HaMikdash and Shevet Binyamin's territory? So Chazal say, because as a Shevet, those who ran into the ocean, who ran into the Yamsuf, when it was clearly not going to be a place to live, it was seemingly going to be a place where they would be done in and drowned. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go, and they went. Nachshon ben Aminadav went as an individual, as a leader. The Shevet of Binyamin went as a Shevet. Yedid Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's my Yedid. A Yedid is someone who does for someone with such trust, who has such a bond with someone that they can act together and with an affinity of such tight trust between them that you don't just call them friends, chaver, reya. Notice Lashon HaKodesh, all kinds of words to describe friendship. Yedid is, by the way, yad, yad. You're hand in hand. So that's how we end the Amidah, by saying that we are asking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see us as yedidim. It's really, if you sense the growth pattern of our relationship from the beginning of the Amidah to the end of the Amidah, what we are implying is that by now we're asking for, or we have taken a step closer to becoming Yedid Hashem. Act for the sake of the yedidus that exists between us and you.